Good evening, Abba Isai. We'll be learning tonight the halachas of Tfilas Musaf B'Shabbos. Simin Reish Pei Vav. I actually intend to do the whole simin, if that's possible at all. Just very quickly, I asked around a little bit about the question we said we're going to discuss. It seems that most poskim hold that even if Targum, I may have mentioned it yesterday, even if a person is more comfortable with English translation, it's better. That's what it sounds like from the Bialoch as well, in fact. One should go for the Targum rather than English translation. The main reason for that being that it's not posh that our translations today qualify for what we have explained in Mishneh Berurah, that it can't just be an explanation. It can't just be a translation, it's an explanation, as Mishneh Berurah says. To have a solid and thorough English explanation according to Chazal, it's not so posh that we've got it. Whilst there is a strong argument to hold that maybe there are, the ones that we referred to yesterday, that probably are according to Chazal. But nevertheless, since it's not 100% sure, it's better to go for the Targum rather than English translation, which is slightly questionable. Yeah, even then. Because the Takona was to do Shnei Mikra v'Echad Targum. Yeah. Yeah, that's what it sounds like from the Abonim and Poskim, it looks like it. Okay, Simin Reish Pei Vav. So the Mishibur doesn't like it. Mishibur doesn't like it. It looks like some Achronim were Mekel, but Mishibur doesn't like it. Simin Reish Pei Vav. Tfilas, Tinei Tfilas, Musaf B'Shabbos. We're talking about Musaf on Shabbos. It's interesting how relevant it is. Especially we'll be discussing maybe the Shaila also, is a person out to make Kiddush before Musaf. Is a person, think about Simchas Torah, think about Rosh Hashanah. Is it permissible to make Kiddush before Musaf? That's one question we'll be addressing Be'ezer Hashem. We can also discuss what happens if you actually have a very long, long Shachis and a long, long leaning and it's now long past Shel Shois. Should you rather go for Mincha now or for Musaf now? What's better? The time has come that you could actually, halachically speaking, could be davening Mincha. But you haven't done Musaf yet. Should you rather go for Musaf? I think it's Yom Kippur, Shana, maybe relevant at times. Should you rather daven Mincha or should you rather daven Musaf? That's another question we'll be addressing, which is very, very interesting. Simin Reish Pei Vav Dinei Tfilas Musaf B'Shabbos. Zman Tfilas Musaf Miyad Achat Tfilas Shachis. When is the starting time of Tfilas Musaf? It is straight after Shachis. As soon as you've completed Shachis, that's when the time of Musaf commences. And it should not be delayed post the end of the seventh hour, which is, I brought this along, this is very useful at times, Yoim and Laila, this is 6 a.m., 7 a.m., 8 a.m., etc. This is 12 noon, which is Chatzois Hayoim. He goes into the 6th, into 1 p.m. So as we know, the whole, and this is Shkias HaChamon, this is Tzitzak Kechavim, which is over here. We have learned previously numerous times that this day is divided into 12 equal portions, and so is the night from Tzitzak Kechavim till Alois HaShachar, is divided into 12 equal pieces of the cake. Well, do you remember that? We've spoken about it. So if we said that, so 6 hours is Chatzos, which is midday, and the seventh hour is a bit after that. So if we talk about the seventh hour, that's where it is. It's a little bit after Chatzos, and that's the last time. That's by then you should have davened Musaf. One second. If you have davened it after 7 hours, that's quite late. When do you think we'll be pushing it? When is it could be? It's quite. When is Sheva Shois? Yeah, in this map for sure it is. Yeah. So we've got. So if Mispalan Achas Sheva Shois, if you do delay it after 7 hours, Nikra Poshe considered a Poshe, which probably loosely translated is a negligent davener. You're not really careful because really you should have davened a lot earlier than that, Musaf. Nevertheless, if you have davened after the seventh hour, you're still yoytze b'di'avet, you're tfilas Musaf. Because lemaise b'di'avet, you may daven Musaf throughout the entire day, right till Shkias HaChamah, you're allowed to daven. So ideally, you daven the seventh hour. If you fail to do so, you're allowed to daven till the rest of the whole day. No, you shouldn't be davening. You mean you should rather rush it and davening b'tzibur rather than davening b'yichida. No, you shouldn't delay. You should still davening. If you've got the option of davening musaf b'yochid before 7 hours,
right,
or musaf b'tzibur after 7 hours, you should go for the tzibur, the latter. Go for the tzibur, do it with the tzibur, do it after 7 hours. And that will lead us to the next sif. But let's hold. The earliest time is Netzach Amo. But having said that, it should only be davened after Shachis. So that's why it wouldn't be accurate to say Mamash Netzach Amo, because you have to daven Shachis before Musaf.
What about Rosh Chodesh? Would it have to be after Netzach Amo then the week then? Or the Shabbos then?
I don't
have. Rosh Chodesh, we might
daven
in the first meeting, we might daven Shachis as well.
Oh, I see. And then.
It doesn't invalidate Musaf.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't validate.
So the din of doing Musaf after
Netzach Amo is only by Shabbos. It doesn't invalidate it. You could daven Musaf after. Well, what's your? I don't have your question.
Sometimes we daven Shacharis in the winter on Rosh Chodesh before Netz.
Yes.
And we daven Musaf before Netz as well.
Right. Oh, I see. Does it invalidate it? No. It doesn't. It would be fine.
You could really daven Musaf before Netz if you need.
Bidyavet. It's the same Bidyavet.
The absolute earliest,
I suppose, will be the absolute earliest, probably Alois.
Yeah, Alois.
Okay, let's carry on. Mipnei shezmano kol hayom, v'im shochach v'lo yispal ad shavah kol hazmano. If you forgot throughout the whole day to daven Musaf, eino tashlumin, there's no tashlumin, which means that Mishabur explains that normally, if you miss a Maariv, what do you do?
Make up for it at Shachris.
Yeah, if you miss Shachris, then what happens?
Make up for it.
But not so when it comes to Musaf. Not so when it comes to Musaf. Ein lo tashlumin, there's no tashlumin. V'yesh b'nesias kapayim, you will duchen. If you are in a place that duchens, you will duchen by Musaf. V'mispar lo yisro kodin tfila Shachris, yotze ipet yevet, you daven Musaf before Shachris, for whatever the reason may be, you daven Musaf for Shachris, but you have it, you're yotze. Rabbi said, Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot Na'alef, Achat Tfila Shachar, Kmo Yekob Musaf, Shizman Lechatchil Achat Tomid. The reason why we daven Musaf after Shachris is because Kob Musaf also came after Kob Tomid. Tomid was Tomid Shel Shachris, and then Kob Musaf came after Kob Tomid. So similarly also, we daven Musaf after Shachris, Shlivkot and Gimel Mishnebur, Eino Tashlumin, you will not be able to replace the lost Musaf. Kevin Sheniska Bekob Musaf, Bekob Musaf Eino Tashlumin. Like a Kob Musaf doesn't have Tashlumin, sin also Tfilas Musaf doesn't have Tashlumin. Mashenkin Shari Tfilas, as opposed to other Tfilas, Shalaniska Bekob Korban Club, which are not directly connected and associated to a Korban. Here Shlem Tashlumin is Tashlumin, Koshi Kosav Simin Kufres. So again, when it comes to Shachris, if you miss it, you're going to make up for it later. To Minchas. But when it comes to Musaf, like by Kol Musaf, there's no Tashlemin. So similarly also, when it comes to missed Musaf, you will not be able to daven to Minchas. You can't do it. It doesn't work. It's only for Shachris Minchas. It won't work for Musaf. If you miss a Musaf, don't be attempted.
If you miss a Shachris, you don't daven to Musaf.
Yes. Correct. Sif Cotton Dalet, Yesh Bam Nisias Kapaim, there's Duchening, I know the noisin kapaim by Musaf Kobe Shachis. Nisias Kapaim takes place by Musaf. And now but obviously the Mishnah Berurah adds, I'm skipping a line. Tebuchon Medino nowadays, Bebuchon Medino is saying in our countries, ain't no again is a kapaim by Shabbos Klal. We don't duchen normally on a Shabbos, therefore that's not relevant to us in our country. Save base Abuisai. Kol yochid chayav l'tzibur tfilas musafin. Every yochid, an individual, a person who is without a minyan, chayav l'tzibur tfilas musaf needs to have musaf. Now this is referred bein im yesh tzibur be'er oylo, whether there is a minyan or there is no minyan. If you are an individual, a person, you should still have musaf. Now this may sound like no chiddush, but it is a chiddush because there is a discussion in the Mishnahs. If a person without chever, which means a minyan, if you are obligated to have tfilas musaf or not, remember Mishnah Brachas. So there's a discussion in Brochus about it, in Mishnah's in Brochus, as to whether if there's no minion, is there an obligation to daven Musaf or not? Lemaisa we paskin, that whether there is a minion, or there is no minion, he must daven musaf. That's what Chanoch says. Kol yochid chayv leispalt tefillas musaf, and every individual is obligated to have musaf. Beinim yesh tzibur b'yeh or not, whether there's a tzibur in the city or not. Obviously, it's going to be chazor hashatz after the quiet shmoyne esther. Siv gimel. Mutar litoim. Oh, 1 minute. 1 minute, 1 minute. I just wanted to address over here the question. On Simchas Torah, it's very common that is a problem about the Sheva Shos. I don't know about in all the shuls. On a regular Shabbos, we don't have a problem about Sheva Shos. Sheva Shos is about approximately what time, we said? 1 o'clock, yeah? So normally we have Dav Musa by then, easy, right? The problem is more on 2 days a year. I think on Simchas Torah it's a challenge in some places. And also, how about Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur? What do you think? How about in Shtibul? Is there a problem or not? If it starts before, it's fine. Pardon? Simchas Torah is definitely a problem. Definitely a problem. So the question is as to whether one has to be careful or not. So Reb Shlomo Zalman held that yes, you have to be careful about it. One should be really, really careful. Also on those days, on those Yom Tovim, Reb Shlomo Zalman was... said that one should ensure that Musaf is in line with this halacha of Sheva Shos, but there are mekilim, some are mekil, and they said that on those special days, there is room for leniency, and it appears, I think the minig in many places is to be lenient. I think so, yes. Pardon? Yes. Yeah. They finished early. Yeah. I think he davened Vasikin. Yeah. Okay. Siv Gimel, Mutalitum Kurdim Tfilas and Musaf. And a person is allowed to eat before Musaf. Dahainu, very good. Dahainu Achilas Peirois, talking about fruit, or Afilu Pasmud, even a little bit of bread. Afilu Tiima Shiesh Bakadeli, so that even if you're eating sufficiently to satisfy your heart, Aval Sa'uda also for a proper meal is prohibited. Can you really eat before Musaf? Bit of bread? Fruit? Can you eat just not a meal? Can you really eat before Musaf? Would you eat before Musaf? Before Musaf? You'd eat before Musaf? You eat before Musaf? Simchas Torah, you eat before Musaf? Says the Mishnah Berurah as follows. Expensive cotton zayin, first white line, achilas peiros. Ve'afal gav, and although till achat tefillah shachis kvan ischai bekiddush. Hold on a sec, what's going on over here, says the Mishnah Berurah. You're obligated to there's a halacha of kiddush. After, when does Kiddush kick in, the obligation of saying Kiddush?
After Shachris.
So he said, now you finish Shachris, you must here make Kiddush. You have to make Kiddush. So, what's going on? And you're not allowed to eat and drink before Kiddush. Kiddush. And there's no Kiddush al Bokum Suda. And we are saying over here, what is he allowed to eat before Musaf? He's allowed to eat Peres. So what's going on over here? How are you allowed to have fruit? On the one hand, we're saying you're allowed to eat fruit. On the other hand, we're saying that you have to make Kiddush and Kiddush Halo. For Mokum Suda, how is that going to work?
Easy.
Because
the Mokum Suda. So you make Kiddush, you double Musaf, then you wash. What's it left?
No, but Mokum Suda doesn't mean literally. Good, I hear that. But Mokum Suda doesn't mean literally in the place. It doesn't mean literally in the place. It means in the situation.
If you're quick, how long would Musaf have to take? 5-10 minutes.
Yeah, but what are you gonna do? You're gonna make Kiddush, and what are you gonna you're gonna make Kiddush, and 20 minutes later you're gonna wash.
People can do that.
No. In Kiddush al Mokum Suda. You shouldn't have an interruption between Kiddush and the eating of such of that kind of hefsek, of that kind of interruption.
Yeah.
Miyad. I was talking Friday night, but yes. Okay, so let's see what the Mishnah Berurah suggests. Oh, that's it. That's the one. Says the Mishnah Berurah. How are you going to deal with it? Question mark, question mark. How are you going to deal with it? says the Mishnah Berurah, my the answer, here shloi matatai shikishish, the koiz yain, hacha kiddush, the gamzeh, miki suda. Mamash, what you're saying. Hold on a sec. We learned previously that drinking a cup of wine is considered a mokem suda, certainly on Shabbos day. On Friday night, don't. But on Shabbos, so you have got kiddush mokem suda, the suda is the drinking, your kiddush suda on the wine. Says the Mishnah, 1 second, Knal Tzivreishim Kim, Avachkei Chopez, and after you can eat the fruit. So the Mokum Suda that we're talking about is not the Peres. Ah, Peres! You can have your fruit, Gesundheit. But the Enkish Mokum Suda is achieved by having a bit of wine. So again, Rabbi Yisai, the question was, how can you eat before Musaf? You have to have Kiddush. The answer is, yes, you're going to make Kiddush, and you're going to make an Elikinish Mokum Suda. You can achieve the Suda element by having a cup of Revius of wine. Elikinish Mokum Suda. And often you can have your fruit. Or if you don't have that much wine, have a whole cup of wine, that's good. That's considered Mokum Suda. So you have to achieve, the truth is, it may seem from the Shulchan, you don't see it in the words of Shulchan Aruch, but as clearly what Shulchan Aruch means, yes, you are allowed to eat before Musaf, but you have to have Kiddush. And but the problem is, it's a bit of a catch 22, because you're not allowed to eat a proper Suda, because you haven't done Musaf yet. And you're not allowed to have a proper Suda before Musaf. What's that? So Seder night, kvar doshu ve'rabim, that's a good question. Shlomo Zalman, every single Seder night he was bothered about it. How can it be? But he said that the answer was that he's not hefsik because we have got the yain in front of Shlomo Zalman's mechadish, hebekhidish, that it's not considered hefsik because you lemaisi, you always have the cups of wine in front of you, that kind of Torah, and therefore it's not considered hefsik. You keep on, because it needs the magid needs to have the wine in front of you, and that's not considered the hefsik. I don't know, it's a good kasha, but either way, you can't learn from Leila Seder. It's different. What do you want to say? You want to say that? Wow.
You have
and you're talking about Adonchab. On Leila Seder, that's why it's not considered a hefsek. Yeah. Okay. But in terms of here, can you have a proper Suda? Ah, yeah. I hear what you saying. Yeah. Okay, yes, we move on. So that's Rabbi Yisai. Halach lemaisa, can you have Kiddush before Musaf? You can. But can you have a proper meal?
No.
So you have to be very careful on Rosh Hashanah. You have to be very careful. You have to be very careful. And many hold that it's a bit of a problem. Because it's a beautiful hiddur, what this shul over here does, but not officially making a kiddush on the shuls that makbin. It makes a lot of sense, because if you to make kiddush before Musaf is you're allowed to make kiddush before Musaf, but you're not allowed to have more than what it says over here. You're allowed to have kiddush, you're allowed, but the suda also, and how you define the suda, what's considered te'ima, so it's not so poshut. No, because you had 1 second. You have you, what you're asking. Everybody else is also going to have something. She's asking, how does everybody else allowed? How does everybody else have? If they don't have a revius yain, so what's the halach about that? What does Tosfos say, Pesachim? The Mishnah Berurah, I don't know if that helps. I'm getting to your the Mishnah later on, he brings in Sifkoten Tess, interesting psak. He says, he says, "Kosav eli rabbe huva b'shari tshuva." The im cholash libo a weak person, ve'en lo yain. He doesn't have wine. Ve'lo shat over kiddush. Ve'lo shat over the kaddish alav. He's not drinking wine. Anything else to make kiddush on? Chishal lechol peiros. He's allowed to have fruit. Vuadin min etagimen, or the snack. Mechamesh is minim. We call mezonos nowadays. Koyde musaf prior to musaf. Apeli kiddush without kiddush. Have a belavachin lochel, but without an alternate. A weak person. Somebody who's got weak heart. Somebody who's weak person. He's allowed to have kiddush, as it were, by having peiros. Now, but he says that he said that would be because of the rabbi, the imcholash liv ve'en lo yain ushad over the kaddish olov, rishal lechol peiros v'adin nitagim mechamesh mikodim shemusaf, apeli kiddush, b'loy kiddush, without kiddush, yeah. So, but your question is, how could a person, once again, your question is, how does the kiddush makom suda of somebody else helpful? No, it doesn't want help, because he's talking about without kiddush, yes. How does it work? So the kiddush makom suda, can Tienem's kiddush makom suda work? So in a normal, I think the answer is yes. On the regular circumstance, if somebody else makes kiddush mokum suda, and then he's yoytze kiddush mokum suda, you're allowed to eat there, yes. Yeah. Somebody, as long as it's kiddush mokum suda, correct, yes. Yes, that is the answer, yeah. Siv dalet rabbeisai, ho lefon of shtei tefillos. Okay, now we're going to this interesting shaila. Ho lefon of shtei tefillos. A person is now in front of two tefillos. Hachas shel mincha, one of mincha, v'achas shel musaf, and one of musaf. So time is coming, it's past chatzos, and past half an hour after chatzos, now he can't daven mincha. This is very common it happens on when it's very long tefillos, by the rebbes, by the chassidim, it's very often like that. They're not the finish lining, and now time has come, you truly daven musaf. But it happens to be that it's already mincha time. It's like an hour after chatzos, and now you mean to have musaf or mincha? What's the argument to say that you should have mincha? Todi v'shena todi. What's the argument you should have musaf? Because musaf is connected to shachis, right? So essentially, Shulchan Aruch, lefanav shtei tefillos. There's two tefillos. Achas shel mincha v'achas shel musafin. Either mincha or musaf. Kegoin. So that she'echa menispal tefillos musaf. Had she'ishois. You davened musaf after 6 hours. Umechze and half. Shuzman tefillos mincha. Now time of mincha has come. So echa lespal shel mincha tchila. You have to daven mincha first. You have to daven mincha first. V'ach kach shel musaf and after musaf. Humiyu, says the Rama. One second. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkoten Yud. Shel mincha tchila. Shu tadya. And as we know, tadya v'sheinu tadya kodi. We have to daven mincha first. Because tadya. Why is mincha more tadya? It's every day. Mincha is every day. And Musaf is only on Shabbos, on Shchoyt, and Shamtev. So you have to have Mincha. So you haven't, so finish. You daven Shachis, you've leaned. Now, what should you daven Mincha or Musaf? You have to have Mincha. Yeah, it says, so he says, Humiyu imhektim shal Musaf Yotza. So the first opinion Shulchan Aruch says, you have to daven Mincha first, but if you daven Musaf, but yeah, but it's okay. Why is it okay? But you have to have Musaf first? But yeah, but why is it okay? Because Tadi Vashayna, Tadi Mishnah Berurah explains, if you've got you the Aleph, the order Tadi Koydem, Urak Lemitzah, Velechat Chil Velikuv, but yeah, but. Although we say Tadi Vashayna, Tadi Koydem, and you should have Mincha first, but if you have Musaf, but yeah, but it's still okay, because Tadi Vashayna, Tadi doesn't puzzle up, doesn't make it possible, doesn't invalidate the Einu Tadi. So you should still, you should really have Mincha first, but if you did have Musaf, but yeah, but it's okay. But Shulchan Aruch continues. V'yeshem some say, "Tanu dav kishtoich atonis pal shten." When you say you should daven musaf, you should daven mincha. That's if you want to daven both. Now you want to daven mincha and you daven musaf one after the other. So you should daven first mincha and afterwards musaf. Kigon shiroitz lechol ve'osul lechol atchis pal mincha. He is waiting for the mincha to eat, so he's going to daven mincha, and then he's going to have musaf. But he doesn't actually intend to have mincha now. Really, he intends to have mincha in a couple of hours later on in the afternoon. And now time is coming. Kidari daven mincha musaf. So you know what? Daven musaf now. And daven mincha later. Yochel aktim, avalim, eino tzorich ato leispal mincha, yochel aktim shmusaf. You may daven musaf first. Humiyuim, yigia mincha ktane, ispal mincha tchile. But if it's very, very late in the afternoon, you should daven mincha ktane. V'yeish misha oire shein oisim kein bitzibur, laktim tfilas mincha le tfilas musaf, kidei shalutu. But the aloch lemaisim, shulchan oich's last opinion is, that if you have a tzibur, you should never, ever daven mincha before musaf. Why? Why should you not daven mincha before musaf? Yeah, Tom Shaban. Yeah, well, Mishnah Berurah says shelo yitu. People are kedei shelo yitu. Perish b'shah yom nispal mincha koedem musaf afilu kodechatz. People, I'm going to misunderstand. Okay, Rabbi, say again. We're talking about a very late shul, a very late minyan. You've now come to a point, it's long after 6 hours, it's after 7 hours. Really, you should have, now, you can either, the time has come, you can either have musaf or you can have mincha. What are you meant to do? First opinion, Shulchan Aruch says, you have to daven mincha first. Tadir v'sheinu, tadir, tadir goyim. Admittedly, if you daven musaf first, you'll be yotze, because it doesn't make a bit yevet. But lechatchil, you should daven mincha first, because tadir v'sheinu, tadir, tadir goyim. Second opinion, however, disagrees. And he says there's a difference as to whether, what do you want to do now? Do you want to daven both tefillos now? Mincha musaf, musaf mincha, then, you know, you have to know about the Oden, it's true. But if you anyway only intended to daven mincha later on in the afternoon, so daven musaf now and daven mincha later, because you don't intend to daven both now. But finally, the last opinion of Shulchan Aruch, and that's how we pasken, Hosea in a tzibur, you should never ever daven musaf after mincha, because people are going to start misunderstanding. How are you going to explain? You know, the person who comes to shul only twice a year, and he sees you davening, you know, he looks at the pages of what you're up to, and he checks exactly what, he says, oh, I must have made a mistake, you know. Mincha comes, what comes first, mincha musaf, you're going to confuse him. So we care for those people. We don't want people to get the wrong message. We don't want people to get all confused. So therefore, you should always daven shachis, musaf, and mincha. Yeah, exactly. Why am I doing Simchas Torah? So Shulchan Aruch's last opinion is, doesn't matter, doesn't make a difference. You daven now Musaf, and you daven Mincha later, although you could have daven Mincha already. I hear that. But let me say, you're sending the wrong message, people are getting confused. I think I can appreciate that reasoning, no? People are going to get confused. Daven Mincha before Musaf, what's going on here? So, yeah, that's the Mishnah Berurah, that's how we pass in the Maaseh. Perish b'shelo yitu, perish b'shayim yomim leispal mincha koedem musaf hafilu koedem chatzos. People are going to get the wrong time, even before chatzos, they're going to get all wrong. And finally, just finish off with Sifei, b'shabbos yom tov eino min bochu, hachkadish basa, on Shabbos and Yom Tov, we'll not say bochu at the very end of davening. We don't do that. Just very briefly to summarize, we learned Musaf comes after Shachis, and we learned that don't delay it after 7 hours. We learned there's no tashlumin if a person failed to daven musaf. We said even a yochid should also daven musaf. We learned with regards to eating before, and you're allowed to eat before musaf, if, as long as it's not a suda. You're allowed to eat before musaf, but make sure that you've done kiddush first. We learned about if you've got the two, if it's time for mincha ready, halacha l'mash Shulchan Aruch's last opinion is that you should never betzibu daven mincha before musaf. And finally, we learned that b'shabbos and yom tov, we don't say bochu basa. Good evening, Abba Yosef.